Rabosai. When we left off, we had learned through the Gemara Daf Samach Aleph and Aleph, and pointed out that there seem to be two concepts which are very similar, yet appear in very different sugyos. One is the concept of Shinui Bailim, which we've already discussed a lot. And how do we know the din of Shinui Bailim? That's a din in Kol Torah Kula and all Kachim in the beginning of Zvachim. Okay, and specifically, how do we know there's a din of Shinui Bailim that passes the Korban Pesach? That's in the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Zayin or Beis, that Shinui Bailim passes Korban Pesach, right? Pesach Minolan, how does the Mishnah know that a Pesach Shavuot Shavuot is passed with Gamri? Remember, Pesach and Chatz is passed with Gamri, unlike other Zvachim. The fifth, Shomar is Kodesh Aviv, the Sisa Pesach, Shiv Kolas Yosef, the Shein Pesach, Pesach, Ashkechot, Shinui Kodesh, Shinui Bailim Minolan. We know Shinui Kodesh passes the Pesach. How do we know Shinui Bailim passes the Pesach? Etc. Right, I'm not going to read through. You can read through this whole sugya. It goes through and mixes and matches the psukim. It's not important for us right now to know exactly which psukim we learn Shinui Bailim from in a Korban Pesach. What's important for us now is. What's important for us now is that we learn from psukim that don't come up in our sugya. Other psukim, right? Not the psukim in our sugya about ish lefiach lo tachosu al haseh, the mitzas tefashos. Mitzas tefashos tachosu al haseh do not appear in Zvachim Dav Zayin. What psukim appear there? Yasisa pesach, zevach pesach hu, vizavach da pesach. Hey, those three psukim, then they mix and match exactly how you learn from each of them. That's not our inyan now. But from different psukim, there's a psul shinui bailim in Zvachim Dav Zayin or Beis. And in the psukim, Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, from the psukim of b'michsas nefashos and tachosu al haseh, we learn a psul of shalol l'mayav. Okay, two different gemaras learn two different psulim from two different psukim. Seem to be two different things. The tricky part is that they seem to be two different things. They seem to be two different things, but in fact, they're the same thing. Both of them, you're shefting for the sake of someone who's not the owner. Shalol l'mayav is someone who's not the owner, and Shinui Bailim is someone who is not the owner. So what's the relationship between Shinui Bailim and the psul of Shalol l'mayav? So there are two basic directions to take here. Okay, I'm not saying I fully worked out all the shitas, but one direction is to assume Anachanami, they're the same thing. Anachanami, Shinui Bailim, Shalol l'mayav are the same thing. We'll have to figure out why there are two different sugyas. But, for example, who holds that they're basically the same thing? Who holds they're basically the same thing?
I have it here in the Marshak, learning from Rashi.
Okay, I mean, you can skip the middleman of the Marshak. Rashi holds that they're basically the same thing. For example, look at the second last line of Rashi before the Mishnah. I think this pervades Rashi. But Rashi and Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, the second last line before the Mishnah, right, before the big Masnisen, the Shara Vodos, Avol B'machsheva Shalol L'mayav, Dehainu Shinui Bailim. Okay, right there, B'machsheva Shalol L'mayav, Dehainu Shinui Bailim, B'machsheva Shalol L'mayav, is Shinui Bailim. Rashi consistently throughout the sugya assumes that Shinui Bailim and Shalol L'mayav are basically the same thing. Where else does he assume that? He assumes that the real important line is right here. Machsheva Shalol L'mayav, Dehainu Shinui Bailim. Okay, that they're the same thing. Also, if you look in the long second Rashi in Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, so we have Shinui Bailim, whether it's in one Avodah, right? What do the Gemara say? Remember, forget the Rambam. Sticking with the Gemara now. Shinui Kodesh is in four Avodos. Shinui Bailim is only in one Avodah. Let's remind ourselves what that means. Shinui Kodesh, if you do any of the four Avodos Adam, right? Shchita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika. B'machsheva Shinui Kodesh, Olo L'shem Shlomim, or Pesach L'shem Shlomim, that's a psul. In Shinui Kodesh, only, you have four opportunities, but only if you do Shchita Amanas Lizrok, L'shem Shimon, Kabbalah Amanas Lizrok, L'shem Shimon, Holacha Amanas Lizrok, L'shem Shimon, and Zrika L'shem Shimon. Right, only through Zrika. So, that's what the Gemara says. And what is Rashi? And Rashi basically brings in various psukim that, various Gemara's, the Darshan psukim, that prove that this is true, but then he throws in the course of his discussion here, He says, sort of right under, oh, I have an old one. If you have an old one, right under the Shmos Yud Beis of the Torah. Or it says, Umi Uvadai, or right under the Zvachim Daf Tzadi Aleph in the Source of Shas, if you have an old Gemara like me. Umi Uvadai, he adds, or just Pesach, however, Vadai Pesach, she karo lebal of liyachalba, which the Ikar is for Achila, Shavko l'shavlo l'shem baylov, l'achilu l'muyim achir and posel. Shchita, shalol l'shem baylov, shchita b'shinu baylov, which is for other non-menuyim, is posel. Kedetanya, kedetanya, shavlo l'muyim posel. What is Rashi saying? He's discussing Shinoi Bailam. Points out Shinoi Bailam is only Bezrika. However, in Pesach, Shinoi Bailam for Shchita is Posel, because after all, Shalom Nuyav. So Rashi's Lashitaso that Shinoi Bailam, Shalom Nuyav are the same thing. Okay, in the beginning of that one, Rashi says the same thing. He says, I mean, it's the same thing, just he's explaining later. But he started this second Rashi, that we call it, but although Shinoi Bailam, Mechashim Dabar Achru, Ve'eno Ba'ar Ba'avodos, Bishar's Bachelor of Pesach. Shini Bailam doesn't apply to Arba Avodos except for Pesach, where it does. So that's saying Shini Bailam applies to Pesach even in Shkita, because it's Shalom Lemnuyav. And Rashi in the top of South Beis, the first Rashi in South Beis, does the exact same thing. The Gemara there darshins the Pasuk of Shini Bailam, and near it's a low Lechapar Allah, which is said by an Ola about Shini Bailam. Right? The Pasuk of Shini Bailam. A pure pasuk of Shinei Bailam, and what does Rashi say? The top of Sama Beis of an Aleph, etc., etc. Umishum Machsheva Shalolim Nuyav Kaamri. And this is the problem. Machsheva Shalolim Nuyav. The Gemara quotes a pasuk of Shinei Bailam from Zvachim that has nothing to do with Korban Pesach. A pasuk of Shinei Bailam of an Ola, which the Gemara there mostly applies to Ola and Chatas both. A pasuk of Shinei Bailam of Shar Zvachim, and Rashi calls it the Psal Shalolim Nuyav. Rashi is Lishitase throughout the Sugya. Shalolim Nuyav and Shinei Bailam are the same Psal. Tosos clearly believes this, at least in the Hav, not at least, only in the Hav, Amina. If you look at Tosos, the Rascal, the Iskash, Samachal of Haman Aleph, Tamalari, again, this is the Hav, Amina. Imkane, ma minuya, possibly bedalad avodos, dahinu shinui bailim, av ochlem, possibly bedalad avodos, the hekish of ochlem minuya, just like minuya, possibly said, well, bedalad avodos, not only shkita, because minuya is shinui bailim, so too, shul ochlem, shul possibly bedalad avodos. Then the answer is that he denies this. Okay, his answer is the other side of it here. But Tosas Havmin is like Rashi. Tosas Havmin is like Rashi. Again, if you look at the Maharsha here, someone quoted the Maharsha. I didn't see the Maharsha Masifta, but I saw the Maharsha in the Maharsha, so that's almost as good. He said, is it a bit of a chlokas? The Maharsha interprets this line Tosas a little differently. We're going with the Maharsha's derech, which is okay. I guess if it's in the Sifta, it's legit. Anyway, Tosas Havmin is clearly like Rashi. That, I mean, forget it. We know it's like Rashi. He says, Shalolim Nuyav, Dahainu Shinui Bailam. Menuyav, Hainu Shinui Bailam. So that's one derech that Menuyav and Shinui Bailam is the same thing. What are the two basic drachim? One derech is to use the Lashon Rashi. He has a nice Lashon. Machsheva Shalolim Nuyav, Dahainu Shinui Bailam. Right? Is that it's the same thing as Rashi says, Shalo Lemnuyav. Shalo Lemnuyav. Dehainu Shinui Bailam. And who holds this so far? Rashi. We had three main Rashis where he held it, right? Samachal from Nal through Maslow Avol the Shinui Bailam. Samachal from an Aleph Kamisha Emo Bailam. And the top of Samach Bezam and Bez, the Bramaska, Samach Bezam and Aleph, I mean, the high cropsy. Okay, Rashi is the clearest here. That he thinks that they're the same thing. This also Tosfos. Dibra Masko did cash in the half amina. But that's exactly what he rejects. This is the half of Tosos. That's exactly what he rejects. Okay, we'll see a few other Rishonim will hold this before we're done. Now, the question is just going to be, and here I'm going to get a little stuck. The question is just going to be, so if they're the same thing, why do you need two different sugyas with two different psulim? After all, they're the same thing. let either Midarshan from certain Sukkim in Tzvachim Daf Zayin, or Midarshan from other Sukkim in Tzvachim Daf Samach Aleph. Why do you need redundant drushas? Why do you need two different Sugyas if it's the same thing? And what's the answer going to be? What's the obvious answer? Why do you need two different drushas if they're the same soul? No, within this there. One for Zrika, right? Because no, Shimei Bayil was only Bezrika. So the Sukkim that we dash in Shimei Bayil and Tzvachim Daf Zayin are only for Zrika. And the Sukkim that we dash in Shalom Nuyav in Tzvachim Daf Samach Aleph are for Shkita. Okay, we need different, it's the same soul, but we need one Makor that applies to Shkita and one Makor that applies to Zrika. And therefore, unlike Shalola Ochlov, Shalola Ochlov, which only applies to Shkita, not Zrika, and Shimei Bayil with other Karbanos, which only applies to Zrika, not Shkita. Here we have two Makoros, so then let's just ask, we're going to add more here. But let's just ask a simple question. If you take this Derech, to which Avodos does this soul of Shinoi Bailim / Shelo Lemnuyav apply. So the simple shot is Shkita and Zrika. And that's why you need two drashos, Shkita and Zrika. That is the simple shot. Now here is where it gets a little tricky because I haven't actually found anyone explicitly who says it applies to Shkita and Zrika, strangely enough. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, again, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, second Rashi, Amal Mashinu Ba'ilim, Achashi B'dover Acharu, Ve'eino Ba'arba Avodos B'shars Vachim D'lav Pesach. It doesn't apply to four Avodos and others Vachim, except for Pesach. Sounds like in Pesach it applies to Dalet Avodos. Meaning, now the Shkita and Zrika, also Kabbalah and Holacha. And Toso says explicitly in this half Mina, in Dibrasim and Yiskash, Tamilarim, Kema, Menuya, possibly Bedalad Avodos, Dainu Shinu Bailam, Af Ochlav, Yipaslu Bedalad Avodos, Uvashar Kabanos Nami, Yipaslu Bemnuyav. And then it should be Dalad Avodos. Again, if you read him like the Marashah, then he's like Rashi. Likewise, the Me'iri says, if you look in the Me'iri on Daf, Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, give me a second to find the Me'iri here. Sorry. Says the Me'iri, Vishinoi Bailam Eina Ba'arba Avodos B'chol Hazvachim, Chutz Mina Pesach, and then Sheikor La'achiva. Oh, the same Lashon as Rashi. It's not Ba'arba Avodos, except on Pesach, where it's Ba'arba Avodos, because it is Ikara La'achiva. Okay, so this is a little mysterious. What I would have said is, to which Avodos does this joint soul apply? So, I might have said, Shkita and Zrika, one from each of the two sukkahs. No one explicitly says it applies to Shkita and Zrika. They all say it applies to Arba Avodos. They all say it applies to Arba Avodos, which is a little funny. So, unless everyone means Lavdavka here, but it's a little funny. So, I would have said Shkita and Zrika. This is the Pashtus, right? One marker for Shkita, one marker for Shkita, one for Zrika. However, Rashi and the Me'iri say, and the Tosfos in his Havamina, they say Dalet Avodos, which is a little funny. We have one marker for Shkita, one marker for Zrika. Why should it apply to Dalet Avodos? The only explanation I can think is what the Marasha says. Says the Marasha, he says, Nireh, that Tosos understood based on Rashi, Tosos the Hakim was on Rashi, that Shalul Nuya was the same as Shinui Bailem, and therefore Shalul Nuya passed when you fail, when you Mechashim on Shkita, and Shinui Bailem passed when you Mechashim on Shrika. And from Shkita and Zrika, we also learn Halacha and Kabbalah. Meaning, once you have Shkita and Zrika, then, here I'm filling in a little, even the Marsha, what's the Tzad HaShaveh of Shkita and Zrika? Zrika is uniqueness. Shkita is uniqueness. What's the Tzad HaShaveh of Shkita and Zrika? I mean, this is the question coming out of the Shaka Vataria in the beginning of Zachar, but maybe you could say that once you have Shkita and Zrika, Melech, the Tzad HaShaveh of the two of them, you have what's in between also, and you get a psul on all Dalet Avodos. So, why do you get a psul on all Dalet Avodos? Let's just review here for a second. Shkita Zrika, what would you say? You would say the two different psukim. The pasuk of, let's review what we had here in Zvachim. Let's call it Zevach Pesach. Right? I'm just picking one of those. From Zevach Pesach, you learn a psul, the Shas Rika of Shinu Dailem, from the Mechshas Tachosu, you learn Shkita. So that's what I might have said. That is just Shkita and Zrika. The way the Rishonim say that is Dalet Avodos. The Meir says Dalet Avodos. I mean, they say it indirectly. It doesn't apply to Dalet Avodos except for Pesach. It sounds like Pesach applies to Dalet Avodos. What I would say is very question is that Zevach Pesach, you learn Zrika, like all Shinu Bailem, the Mechsas, Tachosu, you learn Shkita, and from Shkita and Zrika, you also learn Kabbalah and Holacha. Maybe that's how they get Dalet Avodos.
Couldn't you assume that Shkita, because it's preparatory to the Zrika is the Ikar Avoda, and it provides Kapara. So everything that goes before it is all the same thing. The Shkita automatically implies Holacha and Kabbalah and Holacha.
Right, now again, you're not going to say that Lola Ochlov only Shkita is Posel and not Zrika. When you only have Shkita, it means Dafka Shkita. But when you have Shkita together with Zrika, then you could say it implies everything leading up to Zrika. That says the Tosos Rid. What does the Tosos Rid say? Let me think of this for a second. Says the Tosos Rid. Hold on. Give me a second. This is the give me a second. Yeah, we'll get to that. Where do you see this in Tosas Rid? Aha. Okay, good. I can't find that line right now, but the Tosos Rid sounds like what we're looking for is what you're saying. The Tosos Rid says that he only mentions Shchita and Zrika. He doesn't say I think you're right. I think you are right. In the Tosos Rid, the one on the Makoros Sheet, Samach Aleph and Beis, he seems to equate them, right? And he seems to equate them, but he only mentions Shkita and Zrika. Okay, good. And again, he seems to equate them. Good. So let's put this in the Tosos Rid. Tosos Rid. Okay, I mean, we'd expect that to be the simple shot. Okay, but maybe you can extrapolate. What's interesting is, let's go back to, there's one last Shita which is fascinating, which is very Mechodesh. Look at the last Rashi before the Mishnah, Sam Chalaf Amin Aleph, quoting his Rebbein. What does Rashi say? Vani Shamati. Ani Shamati means he heard from his Rebbein, right? When he was in, Bonagid Magensa, he must have picked this up. shinoi orver. Maisa shinoi bailam eino bezrika. Ah, remember shinoi bailam zamadalat avodos. Everyone says, what does it mean zamadalat avodos? It's not. Let's remember, shinoi bailam is not zamadalat avodos. Again, forgetting the Rambam chayim. What do you mean shinoi bailam zamadalat avodos? It's only bezrika. And what about shmul luyav? Right. Let's again. Shinoi bailam eino bedalad avodos. So what does everyone say? Everyone say, Ella Rock Bizrika. If it's only Bizrika, then what about Shul Nuyav with fossils Bishrita? What about Shalo Lim Nuyav? Shaposel Bishrita? How can you say Shinoi Bailam is only Bizrika? So that just goes back to our board there. According to number one, which is all we've written on the board yet, you say like Rashi. Rashi says, no. It's Shinoi Bailam Eino Medalit Avodos Bishar Zvachim Chotzmi Pesach. Right? And Shar Zvachim Chotzmi Pesach is Avodalit Avodos. Chumas Joseph Ritt could say it's Avodalit Avodos. It's Bishnei Avodos. Right? Or Al Pirid, you could say it's Eino Bidalit Avodos Ela Rak Bizrika Uvid Pesach Rak Bishrita Bizrika. But it's still not in Dalit Avodos. Or you could take the way that we all know, even though I haven't put on the board yet, which is to say that Shalolim Nuyav is not the same as Shinoi Bailam. Right? And then you would say, you know, and Shinoi Bailam is literally only Bizrika, Ashlul Luyav Zashita, Shalom Luyav is separate, which is, you know, sort of what we have put on the board yet. Right? Two, which is Shalom Luyav is different soul from Shinoi Bailam, like the Maskarat Tosos. Okay, however, that is everyone else. What is the Rabos of Shomrashi? He doesn't say Rabosai, but he says Shamati. Shamati is your brain. What do they say? They have a different Shana Shinoi Bailam El Dalit Avodos. El Rak Bishchita. Shinoi Bailam only apostles Bishchita, not Bizrika and Kabbalah and Holacha. That's what they say. Ain't Bizrika. Kidamrina, Amach Shem is Ochla Bizrika, which obviously is not about doing the Amach Shem is Benuya Bizrika. And the heck is in Ochla Benuya, so you put two and two together, and Eimach Shev is Benuya Bizrika. Right? And obviously, okay, because Eimach Shev is Ochla Benuya Bizrika. And Tosaf Rashi says that's the most ridiculous thing ever. Yeah, sure, Lord King. So, first of all, what do you mean Eimach Shev is Ochla Bizrika? Eimach Shev is Ochla Bizrika because Shalola Ochla has nothing to do with Benuya. What does Shalola Ochla mean? They were Benuya, they were Bailam, they're just too sick to eat. That Machshava does apostle in Zrika. Only in Shchita Na'avol, Machshav Shalom Nuyav. And if not, Machshav Shalom Ochlam, owners who are sick, that's not a Psul B'Shas Rika. But Lolam Nuyav, which is Shinoi Bailam, of course that's possible B'Shas Rika, the Iker Psul B'Shas Rika. Aber Mechayishta also extended the Iker Psul B'Shas Rika. Okay, the question is, what were these Rabos of Shorashi thinking? So first of all, who else holds like Rabos of Shorashi? Anyone but Adi? Does anyone hold like Rashi? Because Kachamati, it makes it sound like, oh, I heard this. I don't know, maybe like I heard in the playground, you know, and it was just shtus that people were talking about, you know. I don't know, I heard in the coffee room. You know, you're not sure how seriously to take it. Does anyone actually hold like Kachamati of Rashi? Or like Shamati, like Vani Shamati of Rashi? Is this a shita of any big Rishon? Adi? This is Rabbeinu Chananel right here. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel going from Samach and Beis Samach Aleph and Aleph. Yeah, like 10 lines from the end of Samach and Beis. What does he say? Oh, no, it's Shinoi Kodesh, and he's going through the four parakas, but Arba Avodos. Shinoi Kodesh lies to Arba Avodos. V'shchita, v'kabola, v'loch, v'shrika, v'chol achne, elo nifsal. La'afuge Shinoi Bailam, v'chol Shinoi Bailam, sh'nap, dalar Avodos. V'eino nifsal, elo v'shchita, v'lvad. Ah, Shinoi Bailam only passes in Shchita. The Rabbeinu Chananel, I mean, he is the one Rashi heard from the Rabbeinu Rashi. Rashi never learned by Rabbeinu Chananel, but obviously Rabbeinu Chananel's Masorah, even though usually Rabbeinu Chananel's Masorah, we don't necessarily find in the yeshivas in Germany where Rashi lived. But sometimes, obviously, this is the case where we do. The Rabbi Yochanan's Masora made it to Rashi's Rebbein Yeshiva in Germany, and then Rashi said it's most ridiculous and erased it. And after that, no one brought it up again in history. But it's a Rabbein Yochanan. It's not just something he heard on the playground. It's something he heard from his Rebbein, who had a Masora from Rabbein Yochanan or from the Rebbein of Rabbein Yochanan. You can change by until Shechita, but Nishka the Shem Bailim. Once it's Shechita the Shem Bailim, Af Al Pi Shenizrak. I'm going to read with the brackets here. Af Pi Shenizrak L'Shem Acher Kosher. Says Rashi, it only passes in Shechita. Shechita doesn't pass. Now, what do you mean Shechita? Here, it's crazy. El Rak Shechita. What do you mean Shechita doesn't pass? Bishinu Bailam, only Shechita pasul Bishinu Bailam. That's impossible, because in all the Sefer Zvachim, we see that Zrika does pasul Bishinu Bailam. Davka Zrika is the most pasul Bishinu Bailam. L'chaper Allah, V'lal Chavero, and Kapur is Bizrika. So obviously, what did the Rebbeim of Rashi? Not everyone, Shar Rishonim, Rashi, and all the leaders Rishonim, first of the Rina Chananel is Rebbeim. What do they mean? They mean they admit Shinui Bailam Pasels Bizrika. Bishar Zvachim. What do they mean? They mean Elarak Bishrita Bikarban Pesach. In Karban Pesach, Shinui Bailam only Pasels Bizrika, not Bishrita, not Bizrika. In all other Karbanos, it only Pasels Bizrika, not Bishrita. But in Karban Pesach, it only Pasels Bishrita, not Bizrika. Elarak Bishkita the Karban Pesach. This is a wild shot. If I'm Zori Karban Pesach for the wrong person, there's no Shinui Bailam. I mean, this is difficult for many reasons. Even Daf Samach Bezim and Aleph sounds like Zrika is a problem. Well, no, it depends exactly how you read it. Okay, that depends how you read it. Forget that. Anyway, what do they hold? Obviously, the Rashi, the Rebbeim of Rashi have a tremendously big chiddush, which I'm not even sure how to justify, but what's the chiddush? They obviously hold Shinui Bailam and Shlomo Nuyav are the same thing. Shinui Bailam and Shlomo Nuyav are the same thing. That's they obviously hold. But as opposed to all the other Rishonim within this Derech, holds Shlomo Nuyav, Shinui Bailam, the same thing. So it must be if Pasul Zrika and Shechita. Zrika from this Makor and Shechita from that Makor. And then maybe you can put it together all the Avodos with the Tzadashav and the Binyanav. Mishnei Sufer. The Rebbeinu Chananel, which is a Rashi, must hold something which is very, very difficult. Rebbeinu Chananel, very mechudesh for a Bosov Shel Rashi. They say only Shechita. Yes, it's the same thing. Only Shechita. How do I know it's the same thing? Because the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? Only possible by Shechita. Shalola Ochlov. And they assume you can extend that to Shalola Nuyav, which is a reasonable assumption. After all, it's a hekesh. Shalom Nuyav only applies to Shechita. And they turn that into Shinui Bailam only applying to Shechita. Obviously, because they hold Shinui Bailam and Shalom Nuyav are the same thing. Shalom Nuyav, they make a three-step process, right? What's the three-step process? Shalom Ochlam is only Shechita, so Shalom Nuyav is only Shechita. Shalom Nuyav is only Shechita, so Shinui Bailam is only Shechita. Obviously, Shalom Nuyav is the same as Shinui Bailam. But they hold it's not coming to say in addition to Shechita, it also applies to Shechita. Their comment they hold is coming to say only applies to Shechita, meaning, how do they read the Gemaras? I'm not sure how they read the Gemaras. That's tremendous kiddush. It's not coming to add on to what we know in Zvachim. It's coming to modify what we know in Zvachim. In Zvachim, we learned Absol Shinu Daim. These are the rules by Ola, these are the rules by Shlomim, these are the rules by Chatas, these rules by Pesach, Absol Shinu Daim. Shinu Daim for every other karbon is Bizrika. However, by Pesach, what do we learn? By Pesach, we learn, no, it's not Bizrika. We change it to being Bishrita from the Gemara in Zvachim, let's say, we would think, and the Pasuk of Zevach Pesach, etc., we would, you know what? It's not going to work. It's
why,
not.
Why should that be? The whole idea of Shlichus is even learned from Zvachim Pesach. How we know
from the Gemara in Zvachim, let's say we would think Zeva Pesach, etc., it would be Bizrika. But from, let's see, I know, I'm being a little fair, Zeva Pesach, Chlorat Zvicha. But from Zeva Pesach, the other drush there, we would learn applies to Zrika. But from the Michsas. Tachosu, what do we learn? We learn that not Zrika, but rather Shchita. Now, this is a tremendous chiddush. It's still a little funny how to read the Gemara in Zvachim. You really read the Gemara in Zvachim? That, no, this is all what we're learning, and we think from here that it means Shrika, until we get to Psachim, and we learn that it means only Shrika. It is a tremendous chiddush. You know, if you wanted to go, you know, be very radical, maybe you could say that has to do with the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rebbe says, Lashon Sorsi, that it's closely placed, it's only Shkita. Have this marker of closely placed, who say, Lashon Sorsi, who say it applies to Dalet Avodos. It's very difficult, because you read the Gemara in Tzvachim, and it clearly tries to cover all Dalet Avodos. Right, you read the Gemara in Tzvachim, it's clearly covering Shkita. It's very difficult, but I don't have anything better to say. From the Gemara in Tzvachim, you would think that it's Absolim Zrika like all other Shinoi Ba'ilim. It comes our Gemara and overrides the Gemara in Tzvachim and says, no, it's only Shkita. Tremendous Chiddush. Basically, if we're asking, what does Shlomo Lemnuyav say about the relationship between Pesach and other Korbanos? What does Shlomo Lemnuyav teach you about the relationship between Pesach and other Korbanos? Right? So, here is a fundamental difference between everyone. I'm not saying this has to be their attitude towards Korban Pesach always, but at least what we see here, between everyone, including number one and number two, and the Rabbeinu Chanan or Boso Shulrash. What am I saying? Let me just put some more people on the board, if you will allow me to. The Tosos Reid also sounds like that, as we pointed out. I can read the Lashon, the Rach, and the Rebosov Shalrashi also sounds like that. They just take it in a radical way. The Meiri. Okay, this is all the sign. What's the difference between the Rach, Rebosov Shalrashi, and everyone else? Everyone else says, Pesach is within the framework of regular Kachin. Just there's additional rules, because it's a Korban Pesach, which is Bala Achila, right? Let's think about it for a second. Why should Shechita be so important compared to Zrika? Because Zrika is the main thing that ties into Kapara. Right? Zrika is Mechaper. Shechita is the main thing that ties into Achila. You're not allowed to eat the Kutch until after Zrika. But we know Shechita is generally what makes things edible. Right? So Pesach is Bala Achila. It seems to stem from Pesach being Bala Achila. So Pesach is Bala Achila. What does that mean? The difference is that if you take the sort of mainstream derech, is that Pesach is unique, or let's say this, has a unique nature, in addition to the status to the general status of being a zvach. Yeah, it's like all zvachim. Like all zvachim, it has a psul of shinui ba'ilim b'zrika, like all zvachim, but it has more psul than all zvachim, because it also has unique nature as Korban Pesach, where the shechita is super important. Where our rabbis of Jerashi are saying something much more radical, that the Pesach has a unique nature instead of the status of Kol HaZvachim. Right? Meaning it's not that in addition to Zrika being important, in addition to Zrika being important, Kapara being important, Achila is also important. No, instead of Kapara being important, Achila is important. Obviously you need Zrika Sadat. But there's no meaning of Kapara for someone in Korban Pesach. That's basically what I'm trying to say. Therefore, yeah, what do you have? Kapara is significant. achila is significant. As opposed to, no, kapara is insignificant. Maybe there's not even a theme of kapara by Pesach. Who says there is kapara by Pesach? What they're basically saying is that there's no kapara or no significance to kapara by Karban Pesach. I'm zorek the dam, which is mechaper and all zvachim, every single zevach in the world. I'm zorek the dam of the Pesach of Reuven for the sake of being mechaper and shibbol. And according to the Rav Moshe Rashi, it's not a problem at all. Why is that not a problem at all? Because you don't bring a Pesach for kapara. You bring a Pesach for achila, not for kapara. And both everyone else says you bring it for kapara and for achila. This is a very fundamental machlokas about Karban Pesach. And the Rav Moshe Rashi is very bad. Like, wouldn't even have given so much. You know, what I would have said, if it was just Shamati, I would have said, oh, that's a nice, so really radical among us, but obviously it's not true, and just moved on, but if the Rabbeinu Hanan also holds it, then it might be true. Rabbeinu Hanan holds Baruch Dibur Kabbalah, the Rishon HaSfarad say about him. Anyway, two totally different ways of looking at Karban Pesach. Does it have a unique nature in addition to being a regular Karban, or does it have a unique nature instead of being a regular Karban? Or more specifically, is Shechita more significant in addition to Shechita being significant, or is Shechita significant instead of Shechita being significant? Or to go one level deeper, is the Achilas very, very crucial in addition to Kapara being crucial like every Karban? Or is the Achilas very crucial and the Kapara not insignificant or non-existent? That seems to be the Machlokas here. So, if you want to say Shalom Nuyav is the same as Shinui Bailem, then you have to ask, Shinui Bailem starts with Shechita. Shalom Lemuyah starts with Shkita. Why does Shalom Lemuyah start with Shkita? Tachosu, Kosli Tlezeh, Hekesh between Achila and Menuyah, and in the next Amud we'll see that Menuyah is only in Shkita. On the other hand, Bailim starts only in Shkita, like all the Mars Rashi put it in Tzachim. So where do you end up with? So you can end up with just two, Shkita and Shkita. You can end up with four, the two somehow expand, maybe through a Tzachashah would be four. Or you can end up with not adding but substituting, and every other Karban Shinui Bailim only passes in Shkita. And Pesach is only possible in Shkita because Pesach almost has nothing in common with that's going too far. But the Iker Kiyum of Pesach has nothing in common with other Karbanos. Okay, that's very radical. This is all within one Derech. However, what's the other Derech? We're all undone. Benchilas quote everyone. I don't think anyone would have read this more like Rashi. I don't think anyone, any of us would have said, ah, Shalom Lenuya was just Shinui Bailem in different words. We would have said, no, Shinui Bailem is Shinui Bailem, Shalom Nuyav is Shalom Nuyav. They look the same on the outside, but our Mesorah from Rav Chaim is that just because things look the same on the outside doesn't mean they're the same on the inside, right? That's ABCs being aligned. So sometimes it is the same on the inside. Okay, but Tosos already here makes this long Shchilak. Tosos to Ramas of the Iskash says, Tame Malari. So the Ri has two questions. If you assume it's the same thing, then Menuya possible to Dalit Avodos like Rashi, Shothu Hekesh, Okla should possible to Dalit Avodos. And also, it's the same thing. Shalom Nuyav should possible in all Karbanos, because Shinui Bailem possible in all Karbanos. Yeshloma, Shalom Nuyav, Ainz and Shinui Bailem. No, they're two different things. Shinui Bailem possible all Bezrika. Don't shochin a makabel a molech al manas lishvot shem achirim al zorit shem achirim. Aval shochin a makabel a molech shem achirim kasha. To be mechiper alav nafgalon nafgalon mechiper alav is lashon zrika. Shalom nuyav hayim shochin shalom nuyav lo pasal of shechita davka. Says Tosos, they're two totally different things. This is the shita of Tosos, and we'll see who else we should add to this. We'll see who else we should add to this list. This is the shita of pretty much all the Bali Tosos, if I am not mistaken. You know, who's talking here in Tosos? B.H. Shlomo, we're not sure. But, Tosos, this is Dibur Masal of Iskesh. He says it's Tam. And we'll see the Sefer Yashar, maybe Tam thinks the same thing. Who is the Bali Tosos? The Riva and the end of Tosos, Shachto thinks the same thing, right? Riva, the Dibur Masal. Shachto, Rabbi Tam, the Sefer Hayashar, you know, the first Baal Tosfos. This is generally the Derech of Tosos. We will see this is the Derech of the Rivan as well. We'll read the Rivan soon. This is the Derech of the Rivan as well. And who else do you think holds their two separate things? In what way are they two separate things? The most elementary way, in which case they would clearly go here. Meaning they're two separate things. Hesach has the nature of others. Lachem Shilshim Bailam also has its own uniqueness of Shulam Luyav. Here they're clearly they're not Rachel Rosh Rashi. Pesach has the din of all carbonos plus a new din plus an additional chomer of Pesach. Just the additional chomer is not more of the same, it's something different. And what's the most obvious way to see the difference? Very pashut. Shalolim Nuyav Posel Rak Bishkita and Shinoi Bailim is Posel Rak Bizrika. That's exactly what Tosu says. They're two different. One only applies to Zrika, one only applies to Shkita. By Zrika, we're talking about the Bailim, and by Shkita, we're talking about the Minuyim. Okay, I know we have to add a little to that, but do you think would you think there's another Rishon who holds like the Derek, they're two totally different psulim, and not just the same soul applying twice? Okay, in my humble opinion, I would add the Rambam. I'm convinced that the Rambam holds not like Rashi, not just because you always want the Rambam to be more lumpish, but because, you know, the Rambam, we know what's the difference between the Rambam and Shas. The Rambam's writing a conceptually structured book. Shas is writing a book structured in based on different principles, right? The Rambam is supposed to write a conceptually structured book. If two things are the same, the Rambam should put them together. Two things are different, the Rambam should put them separately. Like the Rambam can't say, I'm going to discuss two things in two different words in two different places in the same thing. That doesn't work for the Rambam. And yes, what did the Rambam do? The Rambam could have jumped on this opportunity and united these two psulim. But the Rambam does not. The Rambam keeps these two psulim separate. Where does he discuss Shinui Bailim by Korban Pesach? Again, forget about everything else, just Korban Pesach. We all know in Perek Tesvav, we read that a few times by now. Right, Kol Hazvachem, Sheshachtu, Machshava Shinui Hashem, et cetera. Okay, so far he hasn't been so detailed. And then how does this work? In Shaka Olas Ruben Shem Shimon. Okay, but even more so, in Pesvav Gimel, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, "V'nema repesach yisis a pesach shel lekachos shnei kolosios l'shem pesach v'nema v'amartim zeh pesach l'Hashem shnei v'chos l'shem pesach v'am shina shmo o shein baylo pasul shino shein baylo shino baylo pasul l'korban pesach based on these pesukim perikas vav of psulim k'dashim." Then, and why is it psulim k'dashim? Because that's a general rule shino baylo, which is have to be more chomer by pesach and katas. Then, when he gets to help us cover the pesach. Perik Beis, he tells us, "Ein shochem da pesach elolim nuyav, shenemar, etc., etc., and shochem shalolim nuyav, olim ishein kalech nuyochalechol gazayah, so shachla reim olishmeim pasul, etc." Right, clearly, there's one psul called shalolim nuyav in Perik Beis of Perik Tzar Pesach, another psul of Shinui Bailim in Perik Tesvav of Psulim Kedoshim. They're two different psulim. They're two different psulim. And you really see the Rambam, because what does the Rambam say in Perek Dalet from Pesach? Tvar nisbar behilchos psulim ukdoshim. She pesach inu nishkan elu she pesach shulolok shim bailab in shachtu v'shem shinu yashem posel. What does the Rambam say? Shinu bailab is posel, as we explained in psulim ukdoshim. Meaning, we didn't explain that in Hilchos from Pesach yet. Two prakim ago, we didn't explain that. Right? You want to know where I explained Shinui Bailim? In Hilchos Karban Pesach, not two prakim ago in Perek Beis and Hilchos Karban Pesach. Because Hilchos Karban Pesach, because in Hilchos Karban Pesach, he only explained Shlomo Luyo. So I think the Rambam clearly also belongs here. A, he mentioned Shinui Bailim in Psulim Kedoshim with the word Shina Hashem, the phrase Shina Hashem. He mentioned Shlomo Luyo in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Beis with the phrase Shlomo Luyo. The Rambam is conceptually structured. And not only that, in Karban Pesach Perek Dalet, when he wants to refer to when he introduced Shinui Bailim, he refers back to Psulim Kedoshim. Because he hasn't yet discussed Shinui Bailim in Hilchos Karban Pesach. So I think the Rambam is very clear. I think the Rambam has to say this also, as Chaim pointed out. Remember, the Rambam, as we pointed out last time, I think, pretty sure last time, about time before, disagrees with our Gemara. Right? The Rambam holds a Shinui Bailim, passes an old Dalet Avodos, Shuto Gashmo. The Rambam's not like it. The Gemara. Okay, why am I not like the Gemara? We didn't. I told you all the answers. None of them are convincing. right? But the Rambam holds that she knew. We explained the conceptual nature of how we got there a little, but he didn't actually answer it up. Okay, but the Rambam holds that she knew Bailam passes in all four avodos. If she knew Bailam passes in all four avodos, then you really don't need to learn Shalom Nuyam. That's the same thing as Shinu Bailam. Everyone else like Shalom Shinu Bailam's only in Zrita. So you learn Shalom Nuyam, which is the same as Shinu Bailam, but in Shrita. For the Rambam, Shinu Bailam's already in all four avodos. Why do you need to learn Shalom Nuyam if it's the same as Shinu Bailam? Obviously, Shinu Bailam's in all four avodos. What's the Chiddush Shalom Nuyam? The Chiddush Shalom Nuyam is something different that has nothing to do with Shinu Bailam. Okay, I think that's clear. The Rambam, the Shitase, everyone else who starts with Shinu Bailam is Rika. Can say Shalom Nuyam is the same idea of a Shechita. The Rambam, who starts with Shinu Bailam and all four avodos, and ends with Shinu Bailam and all four avodos, if Shinu Bailam is all four avodos, there's no makom to learn Shalom Nuyam being the same thing in Shechita. We already have Shinu Bailam and all four avodos. Must be Shalom Nuyam something else. So this is a fundamental Hakira. Shalom Nuyam, Shinu Bailam, is it the same thing, just changing which avodos it applies to? Or is it a totally different thing? Shinu Bailam isn't. Oh, Shinu Bailam is only in Zrika, or for the Rambam and everything. And Shalom Nuyav is only in Shita. Now, we just have to figure out, but how are they two different things? Like, what is the practical difference between Shalom Nuyav and Shinu Bailam? Like, it's very nice we're saying they're different things, but they seem to be the exact same thing. We're saying they're different things, but they look like the same thing. So there are two basic drachim in the Rishonim to solve this. These drachim don't have to be arguing with each other. They could be complementary. But there are two basic drachim Rishonim to solve this, one of which I admit is going to be a little more attractive to me. In the Rambam, I must admit, it's hard to know. In the Rambam, he doesn't give much away. He must be thinking something, but he doesn't give a lot away, so I'm not sure. If you have an opinion in the Rambam, then we'll put the other Rishonim on the table being board, and then you'll tell me what you think the Rambam holds. And Chaim, I'm just needing your help to clear up some real estate. But what is, right? This is the Achronim asked this question of Tosos. Tosos Maskana is, of course, they're two different things. One is called Shinu Bailam, and it applies to Zrika. One is called Shalom Nuyam, and it applies to Shechita. And they just look similar, but they're really different. And then everybody asks, okay, what makes them different? They actually are the same. What makes them different? So I think I can divide the Rishonim and Achronim here into two different Haoros, which don't have to argue on each other. Each one could only be saying theirs, or could be saying theirs together with the other ones. One is, so let's just ask a simple question, right? But, don't say the only difference is Shechita and Zrika, then you're Rashi again. Kotos is saying, no, it's not just one is Shechita, one is Zrika, they're two different psulim, and this pull, of course, is Shechita, and this pull, of course, is Zrika. But how are they different? How are they different? So that's the Achronim asks this view of the Slach here. He's asking Kasha Tosa, how can Tosa say they're different? How are they different? They're the same. Meaning, Tosa is saying they're different. Ah, they look the same on the outside, but they're really totally different lumdas. Okay, but like, what fact expresses and proves that they're totally different lumdas, right? If you're going to say they're exactly the same in every single application, it's going to be hard for me to believe you that they're different conceptual nature. But Rav Yehudah first deals with this in the Sefer Yashar. Says Rav Yehudah the Sefer Yashar, a very nice Ha'ara. He says, with Pesach Zman, he can trade Gavna Rechshev as Bailim. There are two different kinds of Machshav about owners. One is Zrika Shaloshim Bailim, and the other is Shechita Shaloshim Bailim. But what's the difference between them? So he says the difference between them. His difference between them is, what about miktas? What about partially shelo lishma? For example, let me ask you a simple question. what if I'm zorig limnuyav vishelo limnuyav? What if I'm zorig limnuyav vishelo limnuyav? Right? For example, Ruvein Shimon Levi Yehuda are money in this Pesach. And I'm shochet l'shem Ruvein Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisachar Zvulun Don and Naftali. Is that kosher or kosher? Kosher. How do we know it's kosher? Because it's the Mefurish Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shachla shalochlav, etc. Apostle, laochlav shalochlav, the nuyav shalochlav, the mulav larim, and fame, dorm kosher. Right? Meaning within these, this quartet of shalochlav, shalochlav, the tmein larim, purely the wrong person is puzzle. But half and half is kosher. What about shingim bailim? What if I'm shochet, it's olas ruvain, and I'm shochet l'shing ruvain and shimon? So, now that's not foolish anywhere in Shas in quite so many words, but I think we can have an intuition, and I think our intuition would be the same as reader Thomas and Sefer Yosher. What's the din if I'm Zorik, right? Shinu Bailam Zorik, or I do a Melacha, I'm mind to be Zorik, Lashin Ruvin Vashimon. How would you analyze that within the realm of Shinui and Shilo Lashma? What would you call that? You would put that under the category of Lashin Ruvin and Lashin Shimon. You would compare to Lashin Chatas and Lashin Ola. Oh, right? After all, Shini Bailam is similar to Shini Kodesh, right? What Lashem Chatz Shemol is possible, right? We know Shem Shemok Shol Shemol is possible. That's all over Shas, right? Forgetting that full social reason, etc. Fundamentally, if your Torah is everything, right? Shalom Lashemok Shol Shemol is possible. Shalom Lashemok Shol is possible. Instead of Rabbi Tam, one derech is Rabbi Tam. Says we're in time and say for Yosher. The answer is one about Lishmo Mishalo Lishmo. I don't want to use phrases. Each phrase only works in one sense. The difference is Nafkamina is Lishame by love U Lishame Acher. If we're talking about Shkita Limnuyav Vishalo Limnuyav, that's kosher, that's a Mishnah. And if we're talking about Zrika or Machshava Lizrok, Libailov, the Shalom Libailov, that is puzzle because it's comparable to Lishmo, Shalom Lishmo. We know it's in the realm of Lishma. Lishmo, Lishmo, Lishmo is puzzle. Okay, it didn't say anywhere in Shas Mefurish. Chatas Ruben, Lishim Ruben, Lishim Shimon is puzzle. But I think we're all in agreement with him because that seems to be what comes out of Shas. Now, that's Rabbi Tam's Chiluk. What is the, how would you, in the simple way analyzing, not only ask me the simple way, but in the simple way, how would you analyze what's deeper and underlying this? Why in one case is, so we're not giving you a fact. It's a good fact. What's it, how can you say they're different? Aren't they the same? No, they're totally different. They look the same, but one is a prize. It's possible if you have both types of people in mind, and one is kosher if you have both types of people in mind. So obviously they're totally different conceptually. How would you identify, forget about our sugya in general, if you had two different halachas, in one, if you had the right thing and the wrong thing, it's puzzle. In the other, if you had the right thing plus the wrong thing, it's kosher. How would you conceptually analyze that? Yes, is it a soul to have the wrong thing or a requirement to have the right thing? Right? Is it a soul to have the wrong machshava or a requirement to have the right machshava? I can't promise you, but that's obviously the partial way to analyze this. And maybe the Yisodah Brain of Tom is, that there's a conceptual difference between them. Not just one happens to be Zerika, one happens to be Shvita. No, there's a conceptual difference between them. Shinoi Bailim. Shinoi Bailim is a Machsheves Psul. However, Shalolim Nuyav is a lack of required machsheves machshava limnuyav. One is a required machshava limnuyav, the other is a psul of the wrong guy. So if there's a psul, then if you think the psul and harmless things, you still fought the psul. Right? That was our analysis from 2 shiurim ago, whenever it was. However, there's a requirement of Lumnuyav. As long as you can require Lumnuyav, you also think other shas that doesn't necessarily take away. Okay, we're becoming a hakir about this. This is the pashtus. If so, then I think this Rebbe of Tam would work well with a few other achronim that I put in brackets. I also put the Rebbe of Tam brackets. Maybe I shouldn't have. Okay, lo mishaneh. But the tzlach has an interesting point. What's different between them? And he says, I think something that jives very well with Rebbe of Tam. Why he didn't think of Rebbe of Tam, I'm not sure. There are other quote unquote being tablet in their poppy safer yasher. But that's not interesting for us. He says, the difference is, what about Lashem Goy? Remember I mentioned to you once in the context of Korban Sefer, That, and this also is comes up in the drusha of on the third line of South Base, Chavir Dumya Diday, Shimi Bayim only passels if you think about someone who's shayach for the carbon, but not a goy, right? Not a goy, at least not a goy for most carbon. It's interesting, maybe by an ola goy is shayach, but at least not a goy for Khatas, Asham, Shlomin, Pesach, etc., right? If you bring a Pesach Hashem, a goy, that's not Shimi Bayim, because you're not thinking about someone who's shayach. But says the tzlach, this also works with 2.1a. Okay, that says that slach. He says no. Shchita l'shem goy is possible, but zrika l'shem goy is kosher. He just says it. He says by zrika, that's what you're going to buy. The goy is not shchita buy. The goy is not a potential buy. However, shchita l'shem goy, that's possible. What he doesn't say in a brisker language, but it's obvious he's coming from the same place remain of time. Right? He's just thinking of a different way to express it. By Shimi Bailam, the problem is the psul of the wrong guy. A guy is mufka, he's not in the parsha, so it's as if you thought nothing. Right? A guy doesn't count as a machshava, so because he's mufka. So if a guy doesn't count as a machshava, then you didn't think anything, there's no psul. But shchita, it's not that no psul shul in New York. You require the mechsas tachosim, you must shecht it lenuyah. So if you shechted to a goy instead of lenuyah, then you didn't shecht to lenuyah. And if you weren't mishanek, you couldn't think of anyone else. A goy doesn't exist in this context. A goy is like nothing, like thin air, right? So it's not a shinui bayil, that's a psul machshava, but it's also, so therefore in zrika wouldn't hurt you. But in shchita, it would possible, because you have a positive requirement of shchita's lenuyah, typically a positive requirement and a psul, and I think this also jives with the Mikdash Dovin. The Mikdash Dovin makes a deal from Tosa de Rassel Naseh. He says, Tosos holds that, it's an amazing train of thought. Tosa de Rassel Naseh, remember what he said in Tosa de Rassel Naseh, right? He had a whole chesed in order to get to Gar work without having to say like Rashi, even though we found Rashi to be very interesting. Okay, but Tosa didn't want it interesting. Tosa wanted more Pasha, true. So Tosa says, you know what means Nashim Bailam? It's like when the Bailam die, that is tantamount to Machshava. That is tantamount. When the Bailam die, that is, let me make sure this is right. Hold on. Second, let me actually take out my Mikdash David. And now it doesn't seem to work so well with that Tosos, but I think it's still the Mikdash David, right? Yeah. What does the Mikdash David say? I realize not shot in the Tosos. It is his drash in the Tosos. But okay, nonetheless, what does he say? He says, "What have you shechted l'shem nobody? Not stam, but l'shem nobody." Okay, you shechted l'shem nobody. And he starts that Tosa and says, if there is no one, then you're all corner checking shame nobody. But he's giving a drash on Tosa. Really, it's not the Pashup Shad and Tosos, but it's nonetheless the Mikdash David. It's Pashup Shad and Mikdash David. He says, Shchita l'shem af echad. Again, I don't mean. I don't mean stam. Stam is, I'm going with what's been going until now. I mean, literally for no one. So what does he say? He says, Shchita l'shem af echad is possible. Zrika l'shem afechad is kosher. It's the same part. What's the same part in all these things? Shchita l'shem is only, you know, because you have hechsher of l'mnuyav, as opposed to you have psul of shinui. Here also, just these are the opposite. These slachim and kedoshim are the same thing. The goy is like no one, right? It's just the flip side of reina of the sefer yasher. What is it? Shchita l'shem goy is possible because you don't have l'mnuyav. Shchita l'shem no one is possible because you don't have l'mnuyav. But a zrika l'shem goy is kosher because there's no soul of shinoi. Because a goy is not a shinoi. Of shinoi bailam. Because a goy is not a shinoi bailam. Likewise here, because there's no soul of Shinoi Bailin. Basically, what I'm saying, if you want to think logically, everything I'm saying is very poshut. If you have a chakira, whether there's a psul or there's a hechsher, the two apostle staff communities are if you have both or if you have neither. If you have both, then a psul still possels and the hechsher still mashers. That's what made common. You have neither, then the psul doesn't possel, but the hechsher is a masher. And that's the tzlach and the mikdash dub. And I would put, again, I can't promise you they agree with each other. But then Asama, I assume they do. I would put them all together and say, this is one derek, but I'm going 2.1. One derek in understanding the relationship between Shlomo Nuyav and Shinoi Bailin. Shinoi Bailin is a psul. Shlomo Nuyav is a lack of hechsher. Nuyav is a hechsher. Therefore, the nafkaminas, the classic psul hechsher nafkaminas are when you have both or you have neither. That's one derek. And again, I'm not saying this is against 2.2. They work together. But the other derek, I think, is so, I don't know what's more fundamental, but more substantive. This is saying what's the nature of the psul. But however, what I would have said between you and me, when I just read the Gemara naively the first time, I always assumed like the Rivan. And the Rivan. I always assumed like the Rivan and the Rivan. Okay, maybe that's just me. Let us make ourselves some more room. We already got this.
You know, what do you mean with Shem Af Echad? You mamish have machshava that I'm not doing it, or it's just a blank machshava?
No, I have machshava, I'm shechting it for nobody. It's a weird case that the Mikdash Dovid invents. I'm admitting, it's a weird case that the Mikdash Dovid invents. He's really trying to explain Tosos. Although, he's explaining Tosos a little backwards, I'm realizing, because Tosos, the Ramaskel, Naaseh, says, if there are no Bidens, it's as if you're shechting for nobody, and shechting for nobody is considered... is considered a psul. And he says, how can that be? And he says, here's where he's stretching a little tosos. It's not a psul shinoi bailin, it's a psul shalom nuyav, which is stretching a lot of tosos. Anyway, it's a weird case. I admit it's a weird case. You don't have to
Because normally by zvachim, we say that we told the Kohanim, don't have a mashava. Is that the same thing?
I don't mean stam. Stam means you're not thinking anything, you're just going with the flow. Stam is kosher. Here I mean not stam. You're specifically shechting for nobody. Why would you do that? I don't know. You have to be a philosopher. There are some things that are so stupid that only retarded people and philosophers could do them. So if you're a big philosopher and you decide to shecht it for nobody, right? So if you're retarded, then you're probably possible. Any in your avoda. But a big philosopher is in like a shota in some ways, but he's still considered our class. So you're a big philosopher. You shecht it mamish for nobody. I'm shechting this karvan for the sake of nobody.
Can nobody be somebody dead?
And it could be that nobody could be somebody dead, correct. And that would be very similar to the guy. The dead person is like a guy. He's mufka. And that's why I said it's really the same as the tzlach. A guy is like a nobody for these purposes. A dead person, which is a post example of a nobody for these persons, correct. I would throw a dead person straight in there. So the dead person is like a nobody for our purposes. He's not shayach to kapara. Exactly.
Precisely. What about if he shechted for an animal? In other words, not a non-person?
Then it would be the same thing. If a goy is mufka, certainly an animal is mufka, right? Meaning an animal is not a bar das at all and can't do any mitzvahs. Right? A goy just can't do most mitzvahs.
Sorry, I have a katan.
A katan? Yeah, okay, katan is tricky. Okay. Because a katan can do some things. Okay. But whatever, it doesn't matter. Okay. Let's just go to 2.2. Let's look at the rivah. Says the Riva at the end of Tosfos Menachos Shachto. Why does the Riva say it? We'll get there in a few minutes. But says the Riva, very pasha thing. He says, I'm not making a lumdish distinction between positivity and negativity. The Riva at the end of Tosfos Menachos Shachto, right? Tosfos, it's funny, Tosfos Menachos Shachto belongs on Halva Beis. It was printed on Samach Halva Aleph, as the footnote tells you. But says the Riva. Says the Riva, where's the important part? He says, they're not just two different lumduses like we're being taught. Oh, one is more positive, one negative. You can analyze the conceptual lumdus differently. They're actually two different contents of your thought. They're actually two different. You're thinking about two different things. What does he mean by this? This is more of a, I would say, a conceptual difference. Here, I'm not saying that. It's a physical difference. What does the Riva say? Let me read it inside. It says the Riva. He's saying there are two different machshavos. One is, remember, Pesach also is ikara l'achiva. Right? Remember, all karbanos are ikara l'kapara, and there's a side point of achila. Pesach, according to Rabbi Hanan and Rosh Hashanah, is ikara l'achiva, and kapara is a side point or doesn't exist at all. It meant the Pashta says, no, all karbanos bought for kapara. Pesach has kapara and achila. So what does he say? He said there are two different machshavos. He says the Riva, and the Rivan says the same thing. The Rivan says the same thing, and okay, they're around the same time, I think. Actually, it depends which Riva says. Let's say the Rivan was earlier. He says the same thing. He says very pasha. He says it's thinking two different physical things. Shinoi Bailem equals Machashev Sheyiskaper Bo Shimon. I'm thinking the dam should be mechaper on Shimon. Shelo lemnuyav equals he's mechashev sheyochlenu Shimon. They're two different machshavos. They're two different substances in the machshava. One is thinking who gets kapara, and one is thinking who eats it. What's the chiddush here? The chiddush here is that you might have thought that, no, whoever eats it gets kapara, whoever it gets kapara, eats it. You might have thought it's the same thing. The nature of Pesach is that whoever eats it gets kapara, whoever gets kapara, eats it, and they're really the same thing. It says, no, they're two different machshavos. Number one, who eats it? The brisk rabbi, modified Lilo, says, eat doesn't mean who you actually think is going to eat it. It means who you think has the right to eat it. Okay, who eats it, and who gets, and who gets kapara. And shinoi bailem is posel only in Sarika. Remember, Sarika means there are four chances to think about Sarika, which makes sense. Think that who gets kapara. If you want the wrong guy to get kapara, that only applies if you're thinking about Sarika. But if you're thinking the wrong guy should eat it, then that's only relevant to Shechita. Shechita is what makes it edible. Everything else doesn't make it edible. Just gives the dama for kapara the mizbeach. So he says, again, we're in a time might agree for all I know. It could be complementary things. We have no way of knowing. The Rivan, there are two totally different machshavos. One is machshava of who's going to eat it. The other is machshava of who's going to get kapara. And therefore, they're mamish different ball games, different universes, and never the twain shall meet. The Grizz goes further and says, this is not just what is the Grizz. He says a few things on that Grizz that I put in the Makoros, but the one in Hilchas Karban Pesach, I think it was Hilchas Karban Pesach. Hope so. He says a few things, but the main thing he points out is that this distinction is significant in Karban Pesach. But he says this represents, fascinatingly, he takes this one step further. I would have said this is specific, and Karban Pesach thing. There's a difference in who you think is going to eat it, who you think is going to get kapara. Says the Grizz, it's not just how you think of them. There are actually two different kinds of owners of a karban. There are two different kinds of ownership of a karban. And in all karbanos, there's ownership for kapara and ownership for achila, and those are two different kinds of bailem and kolatar kula. Says the Grizz, it's not just thinking in two different ways. It's two different sets of people. The people who are the bailem for kapara aren't necessarily the same as the people who are menuyim for achila. And how does he prove this? He proved this in Baba Kama Daf Yud Gimel. Didn't we just learn this like 3 years ago or something? What happens in Baba Kama Daf Yud Gimel? You have a case of an animal that, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that kachim kailim are considered mamon bailem. So if my kachim kailim gores your ox, then I'm chayef to pay. And if it's a short time, then it pays bigufo. Basically, my shlomim gores your ox, you get the shlomim. What does it mean, you get the shlomim? So the Gemara says, no, come to the Gimel, you get to eat the meat of the shlomim. But who gets kapara? I still get kapara. You can't transfer the kapara of a karba once it's hekdesh. You can't transfer the kapara by suing in court. You could transfer who gets the meat by suing in court. That's something worth money. Kapara is not money. Kapara is metaphysical. That you can't sue in court and win the kapara from me. Who gets to eat the meat? That's money. And that you can sue. And that you can sue in court. And therefore it says the nizak ochel basar, if tatoda, the nizak, the guy who sued, gets the meat, but miskaper maybe lechem. But the mazik gets paid for the lechem. Why? Because he's the miskaper. they don't even have the matzah mishaper. That's obvious. They do this. So says the Grizz, he just takes this and look over. He, I don't know if he's saying, you know, this agrees on the Rambam. He doesn't discuss a ton of Rambam here. He discusses a lot of Rashi and Tosos. So I don't know if he means to say the Rambam agrees or not. But what if the Grizz take this? He just takes it one step further. That it's not just two different machshavos. It's actually two different kinds of bainglos. Bainglos, and not just two kinds of bainglos in Pesach, two kinds of bainglos in Karbanos. In Karbanos, there is bainglos le'inyan kapara, which is whose kapara was mukdash for, and there is bainglos mamoni. Who owns it? Like, if I sue you for a goring ox. Bailus Momonit. Shekolel Zechos Achila. There is the metaphysical bailus, as in what we call the bailan, Shinoi bailan, the metaphysical bailus. Whose kapara is this? Is this life for? Whose kapara is this? Whose life is this life affiliated with? And then there's the monistic bias. So who owns it? Who gets to eat the meat? We might have thought it's the same thing. The guy who gets the kapara is the guy who gets to eat the meat. But he's claiming, based on what we found out here, that's not true. And therefore, he brings a lot of proofs. He says, from the Psukim of Menuyim, on Korban Pesach, the Gemara in a few places learns the halachas of Kinyanim. Why? Because Menuyim is about the Yinimanda side. That has nothing to do with the kapara side. Right? So the Bible saying the kapara, and this has a psul of Shinoi Bailam. And there's Bailam Lim Yachila, and this has a psul of Shalom Lim Nuyav. Okay, the Grizz is just adding to the Riva. He's saying, right, obviously without the Riva, obviously you're not going to get to the Grizz. But the Riva says, add two different machshavos. One is thinking who's going to eat it, and the other is thinking who it's going to be mechaper for. Says the Grizz, it's not just two different machshavos. It's two levels of... This is only reflecting a duality in the nature of bailus and korbanos in general, which you learn from what comes up from Gimel. There's mominous bailus, which affects who gets the meat. The meat is mominous. And then there is metaphysical bailus, which is who gets the kapara. And usually they're the same, but lav davka they're the same. And in Korban Pesach, the mominous bailus is what, if you think to change it by giving someone else the right to eat the meat, is called shalom. The metaphysical bailus, do you think you change that? That's called Shinoi bailus. And changing the metaphysical bailus only passes in Tzrika. And changing the mominous bailus only passes in Shchita. Okay, that's the derech of the Riva and the Rivan. You could say both of these drachim, but you don't have to. Right? Either one of these suffices to explain why there's a fundamental difference. Let's just review for a second what we've seen today. We have seen, this is the first half of the Makoros, first half of Shir. We've seen on two basic shitas about the relationship between Shinoi Bailam, Shul, and Nuyav. One, Derek Rashi with the Maze, that they're the same thing. Just one is talking about Tzrika, one is talking about Shchita. What does that leave us with? Could leave us with the same thing in Shchita and Tzrika, or the same thing in Old Dalet Avodos, or very Mechodesh Rashi, the Rashi of Rebbein, leaves us only with Shchita, and everything we thought about Tzrika was only a Havrina. Or take the Derek of Tosos and the Rambam. They're two different things, just look similar on the outside, but conceptually of different natures. What is that conceptually different nature? Don't tell me one is in Shashkita, one is thinking about Tzrika. That's not a conceptual nature. So one there of conceptual nature is to see one is positive and one is negative. One is a soul, Shinoi Bailam, and the other is a requirement, a positive requirement. And we have the Nachminas, and that's where Yashar, and some of Rodin. And the other there is to say, no, they're two totally different physical scenario, it's things you're thinking about. There are two different rites in the carbon, two different kinds of bailus. One is who gets kapara, and one is who gets to eat it. One is who gets kapara, one is who gets to eat it. And what the Grizz does is he explains, just to give that a context, he says, and it's not a unique thing in Korban Pesach, this is a general rule, there's two kinds of bailus in Karbanos. You might have thought, no, only for the machshava of Pesach do we separate these two ways of thinking about bailus. The Grizz says, no, in general, every carbon has two kinds of bailus. They're usually the same guy, but it doesn't have to be. You can have this scenario like Baba Kamadav Yub Gimel where you have two different bailus. One is the metaphysical bailus, one is the financial bailus, and therefore one of these relates to the financial bailus, that's called Shlomo Nuyav, and one of these is called the metaphysical bailus, that's called Shino Bailus.
Isn't that the same difference between the asham and a chatat, where the kohenim eat and the balim get kapara? And the question is, who gets the or for the chatat and the asham?
Okay, the kohanim do get it. But that's an interesting question. What about in the chatas and the asham, where the kohanim get to eat, right? There, meaning, once you get to kachim kachim, the kohanim get to eat. So if the kohanim get to eat, what does that mean about the... about the financial bias aspects. Does that mean it goes to the Kohanim? If so, when does it go to the Kohanim? I'll just point something out, though, that...
Aren't they shlichim?
That maybe they're shlichim. I'll just point something out. What if I'm a Kohen and I bring a Chatas? Then I get to eat all the meat. If I'm a Kohen and I bring the Chatas. So clearly, there is, even in things eaten by the Kohanim, there is an issue of financial bias, the right to eat the meat. It's just that Yisrael can't have it. But if a Kohen brings a chatas, he gets to eat the meat and not anyone else. Or he gets to give out the meat to his friends, to everyone else. So I think even in a chatas, you're right. It's a funny case in a chatas of Yisrael. Where's the financial bailus? You get the same question in Ola, where's the financial bailus? That's an interesting question. But the very least in Kachim Palin, financial bailus is who gets to eat the meat. And even in Kachim Kachim, financial bailus could be who gets to eat the meat if they're a Kohen. Or in an Ola, who gets the hide if they're a Kohen. So even in Kachim Kachim, there could be financial bailus for Kohanim, at least. Even though for Yisrael, you'd have to ask, does he have financial bailus? Does he not? You know, if he has, when does he lose it? Okay, that's a good question. We're not going to deal with it now.
Is he the Grizzo eating the Korban Pesach uniquely, this setup that you did?
No, because he brings a raya from Baba Kama Daf Yud-Gimel, which is talking about a Todah.
But it doesn't work for anything.
It does, just you don't have machshavas. No, what the Grizzo is claiming is that for all Korbanis, you have these two kind of bailus. Just only machshava only apostles about the metaphysical type. All karbanas have these two bailus, just machshava only apostles for this kind and not for that kind. For Pesach, machshava also apostles for that kind. What he's saying is the second kind of bailus is more prominent than Pesach, but it exists in all karbanos. That's why Baba Kama Daf Yud Gimel is so fascinating. I don't know if there's a different way to interpret Baba Kama Daf Yud Gimel. He seems to have a good point. I'm not sure how you would get out of it if you want to disagree with him. You know, but he seems to have a good point at the very least, prima facie. Lechor. Right. That is a great question, and the answer is I'm not sure. It's a good question. Okay. Let us. The Chazanish disagrees with this Grizz. Okay, so you have to tell me where's the Chazanish who disagrees with the Grizz. I'll look it up. But Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Chaf Dalet also means a daf. Does it also have a daf number? Take a picture and send it to me. Okay, you have to tell me which second. I guess it's Aruch Chaim, and then it's probably Pesach. Okay, anyway, yeah, those are those Simonim in the Chazanish where he just goes through Shas Kaseger and makes small numbers. So Sim Kuf Chaf Dalet is going to be 30 pages. Okay, Viter. Let us at least get started on the next thing that we want to discuss. Let's go to Amud Beis. Shachto lemulin al menashe yiskaku bo'arelim. You sheft it for the sake of people who are gemalt. What do we say? Circumcised. But on condition that the kapara should be for arelim, bizrika. Meaning, I know this is going to reminisce of some of the things we just said. That the Rifa said this in the context of this Gemara, not in the context of the previous Gemara. Shachto, you shefted for Mulin, but on your have in mind, this Rika should be Mechaber for Arabim. Rav Chista Amar Pasol, Rabba Amar Kosher. Rav Chista Amar Pasol, why is Machshavas Arelim Bizrika? This Machshavas Arelim Bizrika. Rabba Amar Kosher, he says, Ein Machshavas Arelim Bizrika. Okay, so the Machlok is whether Machshavas Arelim Pasol is in Zrika or not, which is going to be very fascinating. Amar Rabba, because we haven't discussed Arelim yet. So far we've discussed Menuyah. Put that aside. Now we're going to have Machshavas Arelim Pasol is Bizrika. I'm a Rav, no, I mean, how do I prove that I'm right? The Tanya, Yochol Yifsol B'nei Chabura B'ayim Mo, you might think that if you have in mind for many people, one of whom is an Ariel, that your Machshav, the Mulim V'Arelim, which is in our Mishnah. So you might have thought the Machshav L'Arelim should pass all everyone else. V'dinu, and it would be logical, Ho V'Arlo Moselos V'Tomach Moselos Matom Alo Hasaba Mix Es Tomach Kol Tomach Arlo Hasaba Mix Es Arlo Kol Arla. So be logical, it wouldn't passel. Just like Toma mixes Toma Zapo, self for meaning. If I have in mind to shef for Tmeim and Tahorin, the Tmeim don't passel. So likewise, mitzvahs arlo shouldn't passel like if everyone was an arlo. If everyone's tamei, marshava passels. If it's half tamei, no. Likewise, if everyone's an arlo, marshava passels, halfway, no. Okalach l'erzeh, right? Or abandon that. Hol v'arlo b'sel z'man posel, since marshavas arlo is posel, and z'man mean marshavas pickle, thinking eating after the time passels. Ma z'man also big mitzvahs like a chol z'man. Af arlo z'man mitzvah is chol arlo. Just like z'man, what if I think I'm only going to eat one tiny piece? Has big size. I'm only going to eat one kezias in 3 days. The whole carbon is puzzle and pingle. Miktas chutzlas mano puzzles. Likewise, miktas la'arelim should puzzle. Nirelimi domen. What's more similar to us? Arla more similar to Zman or more similar to Tumma. Dunim dovershein no kolzvachim, dovershein no kolzvachim, yuchias mach no kolzvachim. On the one hand, Arla similar to Tumma. Machshav l'shem arelim is only by carbon pesach. Machshav l'shem tmeim is only by carbon pesach. So don't bring me a riot from Engel, Chutzlas Mano, which is my old carbonos. So therefore, it should be okay. Okay, so we've done in Darshul, Hutu Miklala, we've done in Darshul, Hutu Miklala, we have Toma, so Hutu Miklala. Or no, abandon that way. Maybe you should learn Arla from Zman, because neither of them have a heter. However, Toma has a heter. Remember, if all the Jews are Tomei, you bring a carbon Pesach, but Toma. Ish Nitzvah, they ain't see where Nitzvah. Right? Pesach is Baba Toma, if Rove Kali Shol is Tomei. So therefore, Toma is more pal. You can't learn from Toma. You have to learn from Zman. So we don't know the answer. So we can't learn the answer from Svar. So we need Darshan Pasuk, Talmud Lomar, Zos. It says, but in the beginning of that paragraph, it says, Zos Lukas HaPesach. So what is Zos? Zos is a meaning. My Zos. Elaine Tukuli Alma Pasla Mitzasala Pasla. If you say Zos means only 100% Orla, meaning if everyone's an Orla Pasla. So me, only if everyone's an Orla Pasla, not if only some people in Orla. No, you learn that if it says kolarelo yochabo. What's the drasha? I know the pshutus maker is kolarelo yochabo. Any RL can't eat it, even if he's your friend, even if he's rich. You know, but that's not a halachically valid drash. So the halachy drash is kolarelo only if they're all arelo machshav apostles. But if they're only half arelo machshav dozen apostle, kula arlo. Ela lav hachitani. This must be what the brisa means. Tamalom kol arel. Kula orla pasla, miktsasa lo pasla. Ah, if everyone's an arel, it doesn't mean a guy's entire foreskin. It means the whole group are arel and pasels, kol arel, but half arel and half mulim is not pasel. Bechite mehudin lezrika, and that's true by shkita. If you think the same is true by shkita, the kula orla mi apasla, the kuli arla is pasels, time and lower, zos. Bechite de kula orla mi apasla, lezrika fila kula orla nami lo pasla. Ah, what do we learn from Zos? From Zos, we learn a miyot. Shchita, but not Zrika. In Shchita, if they're all arelim, it's possible. Zrika, Machshav is arelim, not possible at all. And that's exactly the Shchita of Rabba. And if you, but what makes you think that the Zos means that Zrika is more kal? Maybe it's more clever. V'chi tema huadin. No, where am I? V'chi tema maikul de Zrika. How do you know Zrika is more kal? The Machshav is also Zrika, because Machshav is also doesn't possible in Zrika. So therefore, it's more kal than shchita, right? Oh, machshavas also means for sick people who are not healthy enough to eat the kesayis. Only pasul and shchita, not zrika. So zrika is more kal. So likewise, it's more kal by orla. For Rav Chista, Adrava leidav kisa. Rav Chista says no, Adrava, the opposite. Tamalom chol arel kula arlo pasla miktsasa lo pasla. Aval zrika fin miktsasa nami pasla. No, he has the same thing. He just takes the opposite turn at the end. Kol arel yochel. If everyone's an orel, it's a pasul machshava. If it's half or even half molim, that's an okay machshava. What is Zos? Zos says that's true by shchita. But Zrika is different. In what ways Zrika is different? Not Lekula. Zrika is different with Chumra. And Zrika even makes us arelos pasels in Zrika. One second. Avol Zrika, filim sazanayim, v'chite b'chua din l'zrika, da'adi ika kule alma lo pasel. If you're saying no, maybe Zrika is the same as shchita. That it's only possible if it is everyone. It's an Orel Tamil or Zos. It's a miyot. Shchita the mitzvah of pasul. Shrika the mitzvah of shchita. Half arelim is not a problem, but in Shrika even half arelim is a problem because Shrika is more chomer. Chita my chomer Shrika. How do you know Shrika is more chomer? Maybe like Rabba Shrika is more kal. The lo mikva pigel elam is Shrika. Shrika is more chomer because pigel was only established in Shrika. What do we mean by that? It's a big machlokes Rishonim. What we mean by that? Maybe we'll just stick with Rashi for now. And Rashi says that you have kares for eating pigel. If you have machshavas pigel and shchita and kabbalah and holacha, you're not chayv kares till you do zrika. That's the rule of tar. Sauce kasher kachar tzas pasul. Just like you need a reed soy for a kasher carbon, you need reed soy for it's like mazara. it's something's possible without doing the proper procedure. But just like you need a proper procedure, a proper ritual to make it kosher, you need a proper ritual to make it chayiv karis. It's only chayiv karis after shrita. So shrita is more chomer. So what do we see so far? At least so far, in this Havmina, Rav Chista thinks in shrita it's like a Mishnah. Well, Rehalim is possible, but half and half is kosher. In shrita, there's no psul at all. And that's Rabbah. And Rav Chista thinks, no, in shrita, even the moon of Rehalim is possible. Shrita is more chomer. Then the Gemara rejects them both and decides shrita is the same as shrita. Maskel or Rashi, my the Ibechol Oral Kulamash. The Hanino Bechol Oral means everyone's an Oral. Dil my Ibechol Oral Mash Bechol the Oral. The main means any Arelus. Hanino Kol means all. Kol could mean any. Shishon Mikra, Kol Oral means any Oral. And that means even if it's a group that's half Arelum and half Mulum, it's Puzzle. And then comes around a Zos. What's the meat of Zos coming? The Adi Ika Kul Arelum. Any Arelus Puzzles, but Zos teaches you a meat only throw all Arelum, it's Puzzle, without differentiating between Avodos. Lo shnava shkita, lo shnava shrika. Elamar Vashi, you have to have a totally different way of explaining the machlokas, Rava and Rav Chista, totally different. Okay, let's just hazard this for a second. Here we have shkita. Everyone agrees about shkita in the end. Kula arla pasla. Mixas arla lo pasla. What about Zrika? So, Rabba at first, Rav Chista at first, and Rav Ashi. What does Rabba say? Rabba say, afilu kula arla lo pasla. There's no psul at all. What does Rav Chista say? Afilu miktas arla pasla. And what does Ravashi say? He says the same as shchita. Kula arla pasla. Miktas arla lo pasla. And therefore the Gemara is going to go ahead and say the machlokas of Rav Chista is really something totally different. Okay. We just barely read the Gemara. You know what the question is? It's the question of Tosos Nirvasto Shachto. The question is clear that do we know about any other psulim that apply to shkita, whether or not they apply to zrika? What other psul do we know, whether or not it applies to zrika? That we just read? I'm not letting you go to lunch until you answer. Did we just read about whether any other psul applies to zrika or not? No? We didn't just read anything about what some other psul applies to Zrika? No one was
able to help us? What?
Say that again?
Lo leminuyev.
No, it never says explicitly in the Gemara when lo leminuyev applies to Zrika. What did we just read? De'ein machsheves ochlin bezrika. Shalola ochlov doesn't possible in Zrika. Right? So what do we know about Zrika? Even Kula, right? Shalola Ochlav is kosher. Even the Gami Shalola Ochlav, right? Even Kula Shalola Ochlav, right? Even if I only think Shalola Ochlav, right? Even I think, I know three guys who are in a coma in the hospital with feeding tubes, and I think this Pesach should be for them three to eat. Totally Shalola Ochlav. It's kosher Shasarika. Right? And what's the question going to be? This seems to be a given. What's the question going to be? If Shlola Ochlov is kosher by Zrika, and Tosu says, Dibur Maskel Ochlov, the Arelim Fayakul and Nafi Aikra. The problem with Arelim is that they're not Ochlin. So the problem with Arelim is that they're not Ochlin, and there's no Shlola Ochlov by Zrika, then Rava has to be right. How could Rav Chista and Rashi disagree? That's the question Tosin is all shachto. Tosin doesn't give all the possible answers, but in the Makor seat, I think we have all the possible answers. There's one possible answer, although it's Sifta, this one says, that I haven't found. So we'll discuss that next time, and some of the other lumdas that's misstaif from there. For those who didn't check their email yet today, just one quick scheduling note. I have to partially retract what I said last time. We still believe there's no Isser of Al-Tosin to go after Tishbav. But we're going to have to end on this Thursday, The last year, there will be one more shear. The last year will be this Thursday. We'll try to cram a lot into it. And the last year will be this Thursday, shear number 11. And then we'll pick up Mirz Hashem with Baba Basra in Elul.
And Thursday is the regular time, 9:05?
Yes, Thursday is the regular time. Last year, Thursday, regular time.
Saying that the Nastam would be also a Meshach Psol. Rebbe just mentioned Derech Agav, but what about like